NPR's Ivan Watson arrived in the village of Kana a short while ago. We spoke to him just moments ago, and he described the scene in Kana.
Leanne, rescue workers have been digging with picks, shovels, with their bare hands in the sagging ruins of a building where more than 50 people, we are told, took shelter last night from Israeli airstrikes. They have pulled some 20 bodies out from the rubble. And the rescue workers estimate there are at least 20 left there. Half of those that came out, they say, were children. They have brought in bulldozers to help push some of the rubble. The story I'm hearing from locals here is that there was intense bombing in this area, and I'm walking through evidence of that right now. A mosque that's been smashed, several houses that have been destroyed. There's a dead donkey stinking off in some orchards here, and cars that have been smashed left and right. And that the civilian residents of this hilltop village took shelter in the basement of this 2 to 3 story building, which then took a direct hit from an Israeli airstrike.
Ivan, Israel says it attacked Kana because Hezbollah had fired missiles from there at northern Israel. Have you seen any signs of Hezbollah fighters or missile launchers?
I see no signs of the missile launchers. I've seen those fired from the distance in the in these hills around the southern coastal city of Tyre before. As for fighters, we don't really know. This is a guerrilla force. I've not seen a single armed Hezbollah fighter in southern Lebanon in the weeks I've been here. They do change into civilian clothes and do come up, some of their agents sometimes, and ask for documents. So you can't really tell who is a Hezbollah member or who is not. I asked the United Nations peacekeeper here if he thought there was any reason why this building would have been hit. He said there were no signs of Hezbollah on the ground, and he's been posted at a location along the border between both Israel and the Hezbollah sides, taking fire from both sides. He says over the course of this conflict, he has not seen a single Hezbollah fighter. They are virtually invisible in this countryside.
NPR's Ivan Watson in the village of Kana in southern Lebanon. Ivan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Leanne.